Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free 30-day trial and a book to keep by going to collision.live/audiobooks using promo code TRY70.
We have our next guest here. Hello.
Hello.
Go ahead and introduce yourself for me.
Okay, my name's Nick Zhu. I'm the co-founder and CTO for YROO.com. YROO.
Okay. Right. I was going to ask how that was pronounced, but when I saw it doing my research before the conference, I'm like, oh, that's...
It's a bit of a challenge.
I don't feel there are enough consonants in this. I'm curious how they're going to pronounce it. So, hard Y and then Roo.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. You can pronounce it any way you want, but yeah.
So tell me about...
Thanks for having me here.
Oh, absolutely. Tell me about what you guys do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So we are essentially a big data platform to assist consumers when it comes to online shopping.
Okay.
So we all started, let's say, you know, I used to be a big data data mining consultant for the last, you know, almost 10 years.
Wow.
So even, you know, let's say...
Even before it was a...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Let's say that
it's a pretty buzzwordy thing today.
Right.
But you've been in it since before.
Yes. Even 10 years ago,
okay.
We were building ad signal platforms.
Okay.
And data syndication and management platforms. So
nice.
At that time, I already see the trend. Basically, big business starting to get more and more insight about us. Let's say in the 90s, when you go to Amazon really don't know about you too much,
sure.
Other than email. Today, any business can basically know a lot about me.
For sure.
So, me and my business partner, about almost 3 years ago, we decided let's take all that power, the big data and machine learning, predictive power, to the other side of the fence to help the consumers.
Okay.
So, we went out and collected massive amount of data, retail data, basically, about product, price, availability, discount, and all that. We currently monitor more than 150 million product on a daily basis.
Okay, 150 million products.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Considering we don't index books and CDs and DVDs and music.
Okay.
That's quite a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Outside of that,
especially for not dealing with media. That's
exactly.
Okay.
So we have the top. 95% of top 100 retailers in U.S., including all the marketplaces, Amazon, Walmart, eBay, all of them. So we kind of bring all that data together and apply state-of-art machine learning capability on top to filter that data and structure it in a way so the consumer can leverage it efficiently. So what can you do?
I was going to say.
Exactly.
Now that we have all this data available, what do we do with it?
So what can you do is basically we have a website which serves almost like a vertical search engine. You can basically just search and find any product that you can find. We cluster all the sellers together so you can compare prices very easily and also look at the historical price histories and reviews.
Okay.
And we also have a mobile app which does pretty much everything the website can do. On top of that, it has a barcode scanner. So you can walk around Walmart and scan the barcode and get all the information.
Okay, very cool.
Yep, and we are also just releasing coincide with their collision, our browser extensions, which means you can basically install the browser extension.
Nice.
Let's say you're on Amazon, you're buying a wireless speaker, we automatically bring all the information, all the intels into your browser.
That is fantastic. Because I have an Amazon extension that lets me know when I'm somewhere else what the price is.
We're basically the supercharged version of that.
Or even on Amazon, you know, Camel will tell me what has happened on Amazon in the past. This goes a step further and goes on the other sites and says what they've done before and what the other sites have done before. Okay.
And you would be amazed, sometimes Bloomingdale and Macy could be Amazon prices.
Especially
when coupon apply.
Yeah,
you apply a coupon with it. So it's we just want to bring all that power, the information, back to the consumers, so the consumers feel they're more in control.
Okay.
And just be well informed. You might end up still buying for Amazon because of Prime membership. all the other things.
Sure, because there's, you know, lots of factors.
Exactly. But you want to know your, let's say, you know, you want to know, I'm only paying extra $5 on that product. Everything is
included. Right. So. And maybe the product is $5 more on Amazon, mm-hmm. but it's $8 to ship it from Walmart.
Exactly. Right?
So, yeah.
It's consumer's choice. We just want to put all that information in front of you.
Okay.
And you make the educated decision.
Okay. So we're at a startup conference. So, of course, mm-hmm. there are a couple of important questions that come up. I guess the most important one is, where is your revenue model? How do I know, how do I guarantee, as somebody who falls in love with the product, that you'll be there in a year?
Transparent, yes. So we have a couple of revenue models. One is very straightforward, affiliate-based.
Okay.
So we generate leads, generate traffic. The merchants basically pay us for the traffic. The other one is advertising.
Okay.
We have a pretty sort of a classic advertising with banners and stuff.
But sure.
We do not sell our ranking. So basically, you cannot pay for placement on our search results page. And that's how we kind of make sure that our rankings and everything is objective.
Integrity move.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
That's great. So traditional advertising mm-hmm. model.
Yeah.
Dealing with affiliates.
Affiliate.
Because that's
it's pretty strict.
Because you're sending people out to these things anyway.
Exactly.
Makes sense.
And we have, you know, merchants love us because our conversion rate is really high.
Okay, yeah, I'd imagine.
Yeah, we're pretty downstream.
That's great. So how long has the product been
mm-hmm.
available for people to use?
I would say probably since July, last July.
Okay.
That's when the...
So coming up on a year?
Yeah, close. So we're pretty rapidly, you know, expanding our channel of offerings.
Sure.
So last July was basically, you know, website and mobile app, the initial MVP of the mobile app. Now we're launching our browser extensions. We're really excited about that.
There's lots of browsers out there. Which ones is it going to work with?
Because
now we're up into the dozen or more popular browsers.
Yeah.
So Where can we use it?
I should have said it. The first version is only Chrome.
Okay.
And then after we're releasing on Safari and Firefox.
Okay.
And IE probably after that.
Probably Edge more than IE.
Yeah, sorry. I should have said Edge.
Well, cool. So Cross, you're not discriminating against anybody, which is great. That which is the whole point of the,
mm-hmm.
The product.
We want to bring transparency to as many people as possible.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. So if I want to use it, all I have to do is just go to the website.
Yeah, go to the website.
Nothing special.
Yeah, there's no
go look
sign
for
up,
a product.
Nothing. It's like Trivago for shopping.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can go to the website or download an app. They're all free.
Right.
Try to place minimum on ads. We need some ads to survive, but we try to place minimum on ads.
Okay.
Yep. It's pretty straightforward.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm totally looking forward to, like, I'm itching to go see it, like, in action right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
that's
next
great.
Next time you shop online, just give it a try. You know, we're not perfect, but, you know, we are pretty unique.
Yeah.
In terms of the coverage and in terms of the intelligence.
So, how mm-hmm. how did you decide this is the problem I'm going to solve?
Right. So, it definitely wasn't as clean as, let's say, how I made it sound like right now.
It never is.
We went through, I would say, probably three pivot. So, we tried three different ideas, but all related to data. Right. So, we know having access to that kind of data, retail data, is crucial.
Okay.
Initially, obviously, the first 6 months is pretty challenging. You were nobody, and you got nobody.
Yeah.
You tried to convince people to give you all their data. It was a bit of a uphill battle.
Sure.
So obviously, during that time, we also tried a few other ideas. It's like, okay, what if we can't get that much data? What can we do? After 6 months, we got a lucky break with Walmart. And then after a year, we got Amazon, eBay, pretty much everybody.
Sure.
Then pretty much the table turned. You know, it's become much easier to get people to join the platform.
Yeah.
I would imagine so. Yeah. So probably a year into
snowball,
that process,
right?
Yeah.
It's
exactly.
Once you get
exactly,
you're in that catch-22.
Yeah.
I don't have any data.
Yeah.
and I don't have anybody who wants to give it to me because I don't have any data.
Exactly.
Yeah. Once
data
you get it started,
exactly.
It's so easier.
Probably
especially
you're
starting with Walmart.
Exactly. that was a lucky break.
Yeah,
that's
right?
We really have to thank them for kicking it off.
Yeah.
1 year into it, that's when we actually have probably 50% of the data that we have today.
Okay.
Which is still quite significant.
Yeah.
That's when we really, really realize, hey, this is really a huge market.
Sure.
And with huge potential. And nobody managed to do it in the past quite well. So,
yeah.
You know, we really see, and we really see it as also a window of opportunity, right? The cloud computing keep driving down the cost.
Yes.
Also, on the other side, the deep learning getting commoditized by Google and Facebook and Apache's and all the, you know, open source project, which made it possible for small startups to apply some of the state of art deep learnings to these kind of problems.
Sure.
Even, let's say, 3 years ago, perhaps, it would be almost impossible to do it.
Right,
other
exactly.
Than, you know, having a huge amount of investment.
Yeah, it would have cost a lot to be able to
exactly.
get
exactly.
to where
to
you
where
are.
We,
but
yeah,
today,
we,
with,
yeah.
you know, Azure and AWS and stuff
yep.
like that, everything.
It's become a lot more.
It's a whole lot easier.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yep.
Very cool. So you knew you wanted to do something with retail data,
mm-hmm.
and you
don't know what to do.
Tried a couple of things,
yep.
and you ended up
with this.
Which is, and this is great.
yep.
I love the idea.
Yeah, we really believe that we're only scratching the surface.
Sure.
And with the data, there's a lot more creative things we can do. So one of those things we have recently released that got very good engagement from the consumers. Basically, for the first time, once you know you can put all the price together, and also you know the history, that's for the first time you can mathematically define what's a deal. Right? If somebody tells you it's 60% off, you really don't know if
right.
that's a deal, right?
Right.
And what if it's 80% off yesterday? Now it's actually not a deal.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So once you have all the data points, really know. So we apply that to all the products collect.
Okay.
Now we generate, we call it a deal stream. You know,
sure.
It's called top deals. So this is basically where we're going to just mathematically analyze all these data
sure.
on a daily basis and feed it to the consumer
based
on their interest.
Yeah.
You know, these kind of deals.
I like that. This that is a topic that on our one of our other shows, The Pilch Point, with I guess technically I can now say he's the editor-in-chief of Tom's Hardware.
Nice.
He talks about this like during Prime Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is it a deal?
Yeah.
Not always.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's more expensive than it was yesterday.
Yep.
And he and I usually do some sort of a roundup of products that were bizarrely more expensive on
yep.
Prime Day than they
yep.
were the day before or 2 days before.
Yeah, exactly.
There was a pair of shoes that was almost double what it was the day before,
yeah.
maybe 48 hours before, but they promoted the hell out of it.
Yep.
and made a bit, this is a deal.
Yeah.
No.
Exactly. it's, you know, we exactly, right? And especially a lot of these pricing now are done by machines.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it's, you know,
an hour ago, it was
yeah.
a different price.
Yeah, exactly.
You see that on Amazon, for
exactly.
example, all the time.
Exactly.
They'll change hour to hour based on demand and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Weird. So having the ability to see,
mm-hmm.
is there a possibility might drop another 5%?
Mm-hmm.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, exactly. So now we have almost 1 year worth of data.
Sure.
That's what we also starting to explore in the predictive side to see
okay.
helping consumers.
Kind of like the old Bing travel prediction.
Exactly.
Algorithms.
Or Kayak. You know, it's not going to be super precise, but it's going to give you
an idea.
Yeah. Exactly. Right.
Should you buy right now? We don't think so. Or yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's going to go up tomorrow probably. You need to buy that today.
Yeah. Exactly.
Very cool.
Some guidance. Yeah.
That's great. Obviously, it'll never be 100%.
Yeah.
But guidance is a great way of thinking about it. They're not telling you, do this, but it's probably a good idea.
Yep.
Gotcha. Very cool.
Yep.
Well, I really like the product. If people want more information, how can I do that?
I think the best way is just go to yro.com.
Okay.
That's where, you know, we're a public site. Just try it out and make your own decision.
Very cool. I will be trying it out as soon as the interview is over. I'm actually really excited. I read your description in the collision write-up, and then I went to the website. Like, I don't know what I'm looking at. I will talk to him soon.
That what it means. We need to do a better job writing our descriptions.
I was also in a hurry, so it might have been that. That's a total possibility. But yeah, I'm really excited to check it out.
Okay, thank you.
Well, thanks for taking the time to come talk.
Thank you.
Have a good rest of your collision.
Yep, you too.